On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, COVID-19 affects certain groups at a higher rate than others. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kristen Bennett, professor in the Mathematical Sciences Department, looks into the underlying social causes.
Some groups of Americans are clearly dying of COVID-19 at higher rates than others. In fact, regional disparities exist for all causes of death. An adult living in Ohio is 2.5 times more likely to die from suicide or overdose than one living in California. There are underlying social causes for the regional differences in COVID-19 mortality and these so-called deaths of despair. More troubling, the pandemic, despair, and social risk factors are interlinked and exacerbating one another. My lab has developed two tools, MortalityMinder and COVIDMinder, that help us understand regional disparities in health. It's clear that where you live has a huge impact on your chances of premature death. MortalityMinder finds counties with increased rates of premature death and the associated social determinants or risk factors. Nationally, deaths of despair have risen dramatically since the Great Recession, but there are clear regional fingerprints. In Ohio, people are more likely to die from suicide and overdose in counties with higher rates of African Americans, poverty, and distressed families. In California, rural counties and those with poor mental health suffer more deaths of despair. COVIDMinder uses maps and analysis to explore regional disparities in COVID-19 deaths, and we find similar factors of race and socioeconomic status underlying the disease. The pandemic has increased these social risk factors across the nation with a corresponding rise of overdoses. Understanding risk factors can help us develop interventions at the national and local levels to help fight deaths of despair, COVID-19, and other health challenges in the United States.
That was Kristen Bennett of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.